My next question is for Jacob. Jacob, you mentioned the idea of having national standards for determining who gets what care. I remember during, I think it was Obamacare, the Republicans were concerned about death panels, and that there would be these third parties that would decide who gets to live and who gets to die. Do you think you open yourself up for an attack just like that if we go with the provision that you were discussing?
Well, I think the key to remember is we would only use rationing in situations where somebody unfortunately has to die. And the decision is how to allocate the resources, either to ensure that the people who are most likely to survive by the largest number survive, or through some other mechanism. So it will happen. What we want to do is have a system that is perceived as fair by a majority of people and has everybody's buy-in, candidly, including the people who are currently concerned about death panels. We want to make sure we don't have a system that falls inequitably upon the poor or the disabled or people who have already been shortchanged by the system. So there's no clear answer on how we're going to do it, but it will happen either naturally or by design.
And why do you want national standards? What's wrong with having different local standards?
Well, I think the concern is, one, if you're going to borrow ventilators from a different state, you want to know that they're going to get their ventilators back when they have patients in the same conditions. You don't want to have incentives to stockpile equipment. You want to make sure that well-heeled patients don't venue shop from state to state or jurisdiction to jurisdiction looking for certain kinds of care. But most importantly, if you really want to tell people we're all in this together, you got to make sure they're all in this together. And unless people feel they have an equal shot at high-end care, they're not going to engage in the other high-risk endeavors we ask of them, like vaccination at some point.
And when you talk about moving ventilators back and forth, I know Governor Cuomo was trying to move ventilators within the state of New York and getting some pushback. It may be much more challenging when you go across state lines. And, you know, when you say buy-in, do you mean buy-in? I mean, it's not like the population determining this. This is more at the hospital administrative level. How do you think about the context of those sort of decisions at the highest level of the hospitals?
Sure. I do think you need societal buy-in. I think the average person on the street needs to believe they're getting a fair shot. I think the reason the organ donation system works so well is the average person out there feels like if they need an organ, they have an equal shot at it. At the hospital administration level, I think every hospital has to feel like they're getting an equal shot at the resources. Otherwise, people are going to start competing for resources, and that doesn't serve their patients.
Dr. Green, I think you wanted to you just sent me a text. Do you want to respond to Jacob at all?
Well, I wanted to just share that, you know, physicians make those kinds of decisions every day. I mean, the triage, I'm an ER physician by training, and I'm a military physician, so mass casualty, and we're trained to make those decisions of triage, who lives and who doesn't, in an instant. And, you know, when you're in an emergency department, you're not making that decision based on someone's socioeconomic status. It's the likeliness of survivability. And that's a clinical medical decision that we're trained to make as physicians, particularly as emergency medicine and trauma physicians. You know, we're just having to do it now with people that are in respiratory failure due to a virus. It's just a different disease process, but the decision making is still the same.